I want to fill with one word in the parsha that I observe every single year from Ralph and Varga. It's a word I heard from my Rebbe many times. I've seen my Rebbe so many times. But to speak to learn these parashas of Shemitah, and not to speak about Betachim, L'chayim is an Avla. So, speak a little about Betachim. The parashas are as follows. It's the Yid is commanded every seventh year to Shemitah, to rest his fields, not to plant. So the pasuk starts. The land will give its fruits. V'achaltem l'seifa, and you'll eat to your fullness. V'yishavtem l'vetach aleha, and you'll sit with betochen on the land. Everything will be gevaldig. The land will give its fruits. You'll eat to your fullness, and you'll sit with betochen on the land. No problems. Comes the next pasuk. V'chisaymru. For less, you shall ask. You might ask, "Manoicha b'shana shvius, what am I going to eat on the seventh year?" Hey, loy nizra, v'loy nesas v'aseinu. Say we couldn't plant. Hey, loy nizra, v'loy nesas v'aseinu. Even svicha v'arasser. What are we going to eat? Shmita. Going to be trouble. Zok the pasuk v'tzivisi et birchasi lachem b'shana shvius. I'll command my blessings on the sixth year. V'asas et tful l'shalishanim. And will produce grains for 3 years. Uzrat masashana shminis, and then you'll plant on the eighth year. And you'll eat from the old stuff till the ninth year. Ad by tuasa until the new stuff comes. Tarful yashan, eat old stuff. So the sixth year crops will be good for the seventh and eighth year. The eighth year you'll plant, and the ninth year you'll have the new stuff. And till then you'll be able to eat the old stuff. The old stuff will work for 3 years. That's these are the psukim on Shemitah. To fret the altar, maybe the emesis tash is mevur in the Rishayim, Rashi, Ramban, the shad is mevur in the Rishayim, just the questions he asks. The pasuk, the order of the parashia, it starts saying that the land's going to produce fruit. You're going to be beseder. What was that first pasuk? V'nasar it's piria, and you'll eat with saifa, and you'll sit with the tachan on the land. Then it says, lest you ask, what will I eat? What was the first pasuk? The first pasuk says everything's going to be the Seder. V'nasnar it's piria, and you'll eat l'soiva v'yishatul v'etachalot. Everything's going to be the Seder. Lest you ask v'chisa, but if you ask manech l'shana shviyas. So what was that last pasuk? Lest you ask that manech l'shana shviyas. The author wanted to know as follows. Chazal say, the first pasuk is going, this is Rishayim say already, that somebody has tremendous betachen. The one who has tremendous betachen, he will, a little bit will be making seveya already. The one who's chaser in betachen, so Hashem's going to do something different. The sixth year produced for 3 years. Plush, two different things happen. I'm not going to speak about this, what the mailad is, not right now. But the Alvin of Arjik also wants to know like this, when is the guy going to ask the question? V'chisayimu, this fellow, the Torah is bavarnim. V'chisayimu, manoich v'shana shviz, lest you ask what he's going to eat in the seventh year. When is he going to ask the question? What year? Let's figure this out. The sixth year fruits, the sixth year crops grew for 3 years. So there are no questions. There are no questions to ask. What does it mean, v'chisayimu, manoich v'shana shviz? Lest you ask, when are you going to ask the question? What year are you going to ask the question? In year number six, it goes for 3 years. But worse than that. The Torah is talking to the first year of the Shemitah cycle. The first year of the Shemitah cycle, I understand. Okay, so the question cannot be asked in the sixth year. He had it asked in year number one, two, three, four, five. It couldn't be asked in the sixth year. What am I going to eat in the Shemitah year? Because in the sixth year, he's still grew for 3 years. No crops, unless before he harvested. But what happened after the first cycle? Was pasuk's null and void. After the first Shemitah cycle, they saw a tremendous bracha. The sixth year crops grew for 3 years. So the question is null and void. You're no longer going to ask the question. Lest you ask, "Ma noich l'shana?" No, it's not a little question. I lived through one Shemitah cycle, and I saw, and then with Dari Dari, the father tells the son, "Don't worry. Son, don't worry. I've been through this many times in my life. In the sixth year, you'll see it grows 3 years." What do you mean the chisoyim anoichel the shana shviyas? Cracked out in the Vardik. The guy saw that it moved, it sit for 3 years. So you have a pasuk in the Torah which is not nagay anymore. History, it's not nagay anymore. It's irrelevant. Last year, yes, what am I going to eat? It's irrelevant anymore. This is only a first, one-time advice. Torah is Torah's chayim, it applies forever. So what's pshat? It shouldn't apply it for the first cycle. It should no longer be relevant that a guy sitting there all troubled, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in the seventh year? It's a big trouble. No, I lived through one Shemitah cycle and I saw that in the sixth year there are enough grains for 3 years. Zakhalt and Avardik, we're talking about the following person. Clearly, this is a person who's worrying well in advance. He's not worrying on year number seven. He doesn't wait till the problem arises to worry. He's a worrier from years before, because on the seventh year, there's no worry anymore. He already grew the sixth year, crops already came in. He sees the abundance. So clearly, let's talk about a guy who from year number one is already worried. The guy's a very nervous fellow. And he's thinking, what's going to be? Shemitah, oh no, in 7 years, it's a big problem. What's going to be in 7 years? I have to rest my fields. What am I going to eat? So for 6 years, till the seventh year, he lives like a kamtzim. He's stingy. He puts away a lot of money. It makes a lot of pressure on his household, on his wife and kids. He's very nervous. What's going to be? He's such a guy who's nervous. What am I going to eat in the seventh year? He's a nervous type of guy. So he stores away. He's a kamtzim. He stores away and he stores away. So the author quotes the following Chodesh Avavus. The final comes out of this is a pachat tefadim, and it's a tremendous musar. The psukim say that if you go with me to carry, afa ni eilech lucha b'chamas carry. If you go with me by chance, I'll go with you with the fury of chance. Strange words. If you act with Hashem with chance, He comes at you with the fury of chance. And the Chodesh Avavus, according to the Alkan Vardik understands it, learns pshat as follows. He says that the biggest einish, if somebody doesn't have betachim, you have a fellow who doesn't have betachim, everything's on his shoulders. He doesn't realize everything's from Hashem. He thinks everything's on his shoulders. So he does tremendous ishtavos. He's always nervous. Maybe my boss won't like me. So he calls his boss an extra time. Say, boss, how are you? How's everything? And he's mechanic his boss tremendously. Everything, he has to go ad libs when an almighty worries, what can he do better for his business? And it's the while he should be learning, it's on his mind, what can I do better, what can I do better? And he does more ishtadlis and more effort, and way overdoes his chiyuv ishtadlis. The einish of that person, Zaktaot Levardik, his interpretation of the Chodesh Avavus, is that Hashem will lead him to believe that all of his ishtadlis is necessary. The biggest punishment of such a guy is that Hashem will make it look like all his effort was necessary. That guy who was a Shana at Zardin, he was going to get $1 million. He'll do a tremendous ishtadlus. His biggest punishment, the biggest blessing would be with the guy who would do this ishtadlus, and the wealth would come through a different way. So the guy would be also happy, way after his own ishtadlus. The biggest curse is Hashem will make it appear that everything came through his ishtadlus. That all his efforts were so essential, he'll say, wow, if I wouldn't have made those 10 extra calls that night, I probably wouldn't have made it. So you see all my ishtadlus, wow, it's lucky I was careful. You see all, and I'll continue to do more ishtadlus and more ishtadlus, and that's his biggest curse. It's the biggest punishment he can have. Because all his ishtadlus are nothing. It's all made in Hashem. But because he didn't have the tachan, he went with me, Bikari, with chance. He treats everything that it's chance. That it's just, it's not from Hashem, it's just up to luck, it's up to your brains. It's not up to Hashem. I'll go with a fury of chance. I'll make it that a taco looks like everything's chance. With a fury of chance. I'll cause it to do more chance and more things you have to try and do. It's not totally in Hashem. So Zabd al-Kavard, you have this fellow who for 6 years puts away his accounts and his cheap. For 6 years, he's very careful not to spend too much money. He puts pressure, financial pressures on his home, because what's going to be in the seventh year? So what happens? The seventh year comes, and the man says to his wife, look, it's so lucky that I was a kamsan. Because Hashem's not going to give you bracha. The bracha is through it. Hashem's going to allow it to come. The success through his ishtadlus. That's his curse. Because he was a person full of such worries, so Hashem's going to allow it to come. Hashem's going to allow the success to come only through his efforts. So the man's going to say, shoot, it's so lucky for 6 years I worried about this. Wow, if I wouldn't have worried about this for 6 years, I made myself crazy. I'd possibly be starving the seventh year. It's lucky. He doesn't know that Hashem was going to command bracha anyway. But you chose to be a worried guy, so the bracha can't be this way. But every year he's going to say, my noach l'shana shmias. The next Shemitah cycle, he's also going to be in trouble. He's also going to work hard. He Vaita always is going to say the question. Because this guy, Hashem Taka, goes b'chamas keri, it always comes about through all his worries, all his over-ishtadlus of success comes from. So the male is going to constantly ask, he's going to constantly say, it's on me to daiga. That's how he learns this parasha. They have a nasan's period. The MS, the first, the lamb will give fruit, and you can eat with soy, and you can sit with the tachin. But if you'll be a person who will ask, my noach l'shana shvias, that the pasuk says, you should know that it's easy as b'chazi lachem. You should know I would have given you bracha anyway, v'shana shvias, and it would have done the six. You should know that's what I plan on doing. But you'll never experience this. If you're a guy who doesn't live the tachin, b'chisayimu, you won't have experienced this. Pashup shat nepsukim, but the idea is a pshat, is pashup shat. The pasuk says, "Tzadik oichel l'soif anafshay." A tzadik eats to the fullness of his nefesh. Ubetin nishan techzar, and the stomachs of Hashem are always empty. A tzadik eats today; it's nachut. He doesn't consume himself with worries about tomorrow and the next day and the next day. He's not consumed. The same God who is good to me today, Hashem will be good to me tomorrow also. He's not consumed by worries about tomorrow. He's oichel l'soiv v'nafsho. He eats to his fullness. Bet in the shem tefsa, the stomachs of Rosh are always empty. That's the pshat. What's the Shlomo Melech saying initially? The stomachs of Rosh are empty? There are plenty of Rosh who are rich. They're doing just fine. The stomachs of Rosh, they have a big meal. What Shlomo Melech means to say, the oynik is, that a Rosh, even when he has good today, but worries about, daigas about tomorrow. What's going to be with his children's college education? If he has money for his children, what's going to be with his great-grandchild's college education? What's going to be, even when it's good hayayim, but he's always worried about tomorrow. Bet in the Sham Tef says the Pshat, the stomach of the Rosh is empty, he never has a fullness. Even when he can eat full today, he's worried, what's tomorrow's meal going to be? He always feels empty. His stomach always feels empty because even when he has today, he's worried what's tomorrow's meal going to be. The daiga about tomorrow, and the tzaddik's not a kamsin. Does his ishtadlus, his bare minimum. He does the chayvus ishtadlus, the seder, but he's not going to be full of daigas. And he knows. And he knows that it's the oil of Hashem. It's not his oil. He knows the oil of Panos is on Hashem. The oil that's on him is simply the oil to be mekayim his chiyuvim. So amongst them, a small part of that is the chayv ishtadlus. That's tzadik oichel l'soiv v'nafsho. He appreciates today. He eats to his fullness today. And the same in Baruch Shalom is good to him today. He'll help the person tomorrow. He'll stay. The Alta used to be murgled with Pimba. He used to say, which has a lot to do with this, this digging about tomorrow, about what's going to be. He used to say, a person should give 1,000 tomorrows for one today. For if not, I'll give 1,000 todays for one tomorrow. This is Alta's line. Just think about today and appreciate today and steig today and eat today and enjoy today. Not to over-dig about the chisayim. Ad kana on Bahar. The end of B'tachon of Ad is a long and deep thing. Right, Paris is just before one more Nakuda, just to Ari and B'tachon. Ari and B'tachon that B'tachon is something we have to work on all our lives. It's a need we have to work on our whole lives. This need of B'tachon. Be Bali B'tachon. It's the surest place to work on it. The easiest place, always in all midas, you pick the easiest place to work on first time, so you don't start, but you start at the easiest place, and through that, a person starts building up. Because when it's not in his control anyway, when a person's faced with not in his control anyway, learn to have the tachan, and then it's easier. when it's in your control, it's hard to say the tachin. Chachin events happening, it's out of person's control anyway. It's the quickest place to start with the tachin. Then anyway, you might as well just calm yourself down and say, I have the tachin Hashem. It's the easiest place to start. That's why Paris pointed out.